We welcome in to talk about a great event coming to North Platte this Saturday. It's a Cinco de Mayo celebration, and I have the privilege now to speak with Megan Trevino with West Central Health. How you doing, Megan?
I'm doing really well, Corey. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to take your picture if you don't mind, because
sure,
we're on the radio, so we take pictures.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad I was radio ready this morning.
You're dressed for success.
Right.
That's the way it goes. Thank you very much. Yes. We do like to post these so that people don't catch them, or if they like the interview so much they want to hear it again,
we put it
online. Let's talk about this event coming up Saturday. I'm sure a lot of planning goes into this. Are you involved
yes.
in that? Do you
yes.
meet several times during the year leading into it?
We do. So this is, I believe, our fourth year of the Cinco de Mayo event. And with that, we pretty much start planning a couple of months after it ends. We've got lots of different mm-hmm. local nonprofits that are taking part, specifically Hope Esperanza. The Episcopal Church has really been involved, Community Connections. And so that's just to mm-hmm. name a few of them. And so we do. We meet, we kind of do a recap of the year before, what went well, what things we want mm-hmm. to improve on. And so we are so excited this weekend to be having the Cinco de Mayo event on Saturday from 1 to 6 o'clock downtown mm-hmm. on the Bricks. And with that, we're going to have pinatas, we'll have food vendors, local nonprofits are going to have lots of different booths with education on the things that they do for the community. We're also this year, if you're feeling brave, you can step into the ring of our mm-hmm. chili pepper eating contest.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see if you can handle a little more
heat
than
the
sheriff.
Going to be like a chili contest. This is just the peppers.
This is a pepper contest, yes. So there'll
and they get gradually hotter as you go along.
Yep.
So it's just like testing how hot can you handle, right?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
So people can come out and see if they can handle more heat than the sheriff. So
well, I don't know about that.
Right. Another thing that'll be new this year is going to be the Grito contest. So that
remind me what that is.
Yeah, so some people refer to it as like the Mexican scream. Really, it's a celebration yell that usually marks like the start of Mexican independence, which is in September. But you know, if people have the lungs and the spirit for it, we want to hear
them. Might as well.
Yep, have them come out and show us what they've got.
It is Cinco de Mayo. I mean, we got to celebrate all things Mexican, right?
Well, it's a great opportunity to be able to come out and get together with our community, experience another culture that maybe not everyone's familiar with, and really just such a good family event. So many games and activities for the kids. The North Platte Pacers and the North Platte Key Club are going to be doing face painting for the children.
Love that, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
So the event is completely free. If you want to stop at one of the many food vendors, plan ahead and bring a little bit of cash for that.
Yep.
But otherwise, all the activities are going to be free.
Yeah, it's just the family is foremost in your planning, right?
You get
the family picture, and what can we do to make this family
absolutely
friendly? And we can't have too many of these types of events which encourage families to come. It's not just individuals, but we want you to come as a family. There will be things to do, and I think the pinatas, I would love to see that, just because I think I've seen videos, but I've never mm-hmm. been in person to see actually kids or adults try to break those things. Do they still blindfold you when you do that?
So yes and no. I'm not sure this year if we'll do that for safety reasons. We want to make sure that everybody's safe.
Whacking the pinatas and not right? something they shouldn't be, right?
Right. I've seen enough of those videos, those fails. But with that, the pinatas, not only do the kids get to take part in breaking open the pinatas, mm-hmm. but they also were able to help put them together and make them. So there were events uh-huh. that led up to this where they were able to really be a part. So
candy is what you think of being first and foremost. Do they put anything else besides candy in pinatas?
You know, candy is definitely the biggest hit among the kids. Sometimes there will be little, just little fidget type toys and things, but the candy is where it's at.
Little tiny toys and things you can play with, but the candy is the attraction, just like Halloween for sure. So bring the whole family this Saturday, 1 to 6, as you mentioned, downtown on the Bricks here in North Platte, 5th and Dewey there. Free admission, but of course there'll be several food vendors there, so bring some money to partake of the food.
Yes, there's also a raffle, so you can purchase raffle tickets if you'd like. We have several really great donated prizes from several different sponsors, so lots of prizes, lots of fun, just a great time.
Sounds like it is going to be wonderful. The weather, as I just mentioned, is going to be ideal, basically. So it will be in the 70s and not too breezy on Saturday. So it'll just be an ideal day to get out and enjoy the activities. Did you want to mention the sponsors? There's quite a list of sponsors.
There is quite a list. So our sponsors include Sustainable Beef, Golden Ticket Cinema, Noel's Restaurant, Margarita's Restaurant, then Szechuan Restaurant, Dawson Tire and Wheel, San Pedro, and Wild Bill's. And then again, those hosting organizations would be Hope Esperanza, the Episcopal Church, Community Connections Mentoring, and then West Central District Health.
It must be, you know, it's putting on things like this, it's very rewarding, but it takes a lot of work behind the scenes. As you mentioned, the meetings started a couple of months after last year's celebration, and you're always challenged to think how can we make it better, and I'm sure some of that is just the input you get the day of the event or immediately following, and you know, you get you know, a lot of people that say, hey, this was great, so you want to keep certain things and keep the foundation of it that you know people have given you a lot of kudos on, but then you get some feedback, well, why not have this? And so your challenge, you know, how can we add different things to it, right?
Yes, and so that is where the chili pepper contest and the Grito contest came from. So really took the voice of the community to be able to grow the day.
So how about free sombreros next year?
You know what? I will take that back to the team and see what we can do.
or maybe have you know, the have a stand of sombreros that the kids can try, or adults too. I mean, they'd probably enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Take pictures with or something like that.
So we do have a photo booth, so we'll have that.
Okay.
So going to pull on my my little public health lens here, and I'd be a little concerned sharing the pinatas for, you know, possible head lice, things like that. You
oh,
know?
Okay. Well.
I got to come back to my foundation there. But,
oh, okay.
But I think we could probably figure out something.
Well, yeah, we got to come up with something like a liner or something if you're worried about that. But yeah, that was just an idea that popped in.
No, I like it.
And how about a mariachi group?
You know, so so that's a really great idea. There is going to be a DJ performing.
Okay.
And then there will be a Folkloria dance group that will be here.
A dance
here.
Group. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So beautiful traditional dances. And those kiddos come up from, I believe it's Hastings or Holdridge. And they do a fantastic job.
Yeah, that so there'll be flavor there. They'll get that Mexican flavor in there, and you know, the thing I remember is this mariachi players. I guess I've been exposed to that when I've gone to Rockies games in Denver occasionally. There'll be a group of those.
Yep.
Outside, and I just think it's not something I'd want to listen to all the time, but I just think in the right setting, for a short period of time, it adds a lot of flavor to it. So
yes, yep, I will take that back. I think that's a great idea,
for sure. So 1 to 6 this Saturday, and I think, you know, I don't know if there's any pressure. You know, Cinco de Mayo obviously is the 5th of May, but I think it's great that we can do this ahead of time. And kind of for some people, this is going to be like a 3-day celebration.
Right. Yes. So we wanted to make sure that we could find a time to celebrate when the most amount of people would be able to be there. And so Saturday, perfect day. A lot of people have the day off from work and kids are out of school. So it just works great. But I agree. It just helps the celebration last that much longer.
Yeah. It's just like we're giving you a heads up and the Cinco de Mayo. And I think as soon as the calendar flips for some people, they've got that on their radar and they look forward to that. And there's still people that will do their own celebrations on Monday, which is the actual day of it. Anything else, Megan, you'd like to mention either in connection with this event or anything else coming up?
Just come on out and bring the whole family. The local nonprofits that are serving our community daily are going to be there and are more than happy to share the different resources that they can provide, all while having a great fun time.
What, you know, you're with West Central, they're the executive director, so how did they become involved? What was the push on that and the connection? Is it more the people you serve in the community? Or
you know, the health department, not a lot of people maybe have a full understanding of what the health department does, but really what we are and what we want to do is be able to support our community in whatever way we can to be able to help them to be able to be healthy and thrive and help them have the education and information that they need to make the best choices. And the best way that we can do the work that we do is through partnership and collaboration. And so through our collaboration and partnership with Hope Esperanza and then Community Connections, this just kind of became one of
natural,
the things.
It becomes natural then.
Absolutely. So, so yeah, that's really our hope and our push is to be able to get out into the community more, be able to really expand those partnerships and really show the community that we're here for them, support them in any way that we can.
I think it's great when you get a collection of people and groups that are all focused on one thing. I mean, because you have to put the blinders on for most of the time and serve your group of people with your expressed purpose. But this is an opportunity to all join in for a different type of cause that brings people together.
Yep. And, you know, the more that we do that, the more that we see, you know, where there are different areas where things overlap. So we might have a client that comes to us for certain services, but then goes to Community Connections and Hope Esperanza or any others for different things. So it's a way for us to really be able to help connect a person to all the different services that they might need. So nothing great can be done without partnerships. So that's where it's at.
Megan Trevino from West Central District Health Department here in North Platte has been our guest to talk about the Cinco de Mayo event. You are welcome to come on down Saturday from 1 to 6 on the Bricks, downtown North Platte. Free admission. Of course, bring some money so you can enjoy the delicious food. There'll be a lot of food trucks downtown on Saturday. And I'm going to have to go online and look at that, what that Greedo.
Yes.
What that Greedo call sounds like.
Yes. Once you hear it, I mean, I know you'll try it. You'll try it. Maybe not in public, but.
in the shower, you know. When my wife's not at home or something, maybe. I don't know.
Yep.
It sounds very interesting. And then you can take pictures and post them too.
Yes, there will be pictures. I'm sure on each of the organizations.
I see the
Facebook
ones trying
pages.
the chili peppers. I want to see that.
Okay,
see
we'll make sure you.
If they're like you know bent over, or they're like you know jugging you know
yep,
the water or something. You know,
yeah,
swallowing a whole gallon of water after the hottest one. Or
yep.
What?
Yeah, we'll definitely have pictures, maybe some video too.
You got a Facebook page, or will there be a Facebook
so
page?
So there isn't a specific one for Cinco de Mayo, but there will be pictures and things shared on both the Hope Esperanza Facebook page and West Central's. So Yeah.
Sounds great. Great event this Saturday. Megan, thanks again for hopping on down here to
thanks
visit
for having
about
me.
This. And you have a great day and a great celebration on Saturday.
Thank you.